This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
But Mike, why didn't we draft Matt Ryan's successor when Matt Ryan was here at the end? Because the last 3 years of Matt Ryan's career, if the Falcons knew that that was winding down, and they did, the one thing that this organization didn't do the entire time, and look, in his prime, there was no reason to because you had a quarterback, he was your franchise guy, you weren't moving on from him. But at the end, they neglected the idea of drafting his successor when they could have put a real plan in place. And instead, we know what happened, right? We got caught with our pants down. You had to then make moves that ultimately cost us. Right. We went through quarterback purgatory. Then you made other moves to try to fill the void. And all I'm saying is they never brought in competition for Matt Ryan, and that's fine. But at the end, he should have had somebody, Mike, that should have been learning, and you should have had that in place. And as I look at where we are now, it's just one of those mistakes that I feel like it also set us in this path. Right. It set us on course for where we are. This isn't nothing to do with Michael Penix as a person. This is just the vision of an organization to say, hey, Matt, you've been good for 15 years, but we got to get another guy in here that's going to set us off.
Right. But again, that's you got to talk to Tom. We'll have that maybe someday, Day-Day. We'll get Thomas Dimitroff on the horn again, and we'll ask him about what the philosophy was. They were dealing with cap hell. He was trying to maximize the talent to get to squeeze another trip to the playoffs to keep his job. And that was 2020. That was a strange COVID. Remember Bill Belichick's dog making the draft picks. In case you're wondering, we picked that year that was 16. That was A.J. Terrell. We did supposedly try to move up. There was some thought. Now, again, we'll have to ask Thomas at some point, get from the horse's mouth. But that's the draft of Joe Burrow and Tua and Justin Herbert. And then later on, Jordan Love, which surprised the hell out of Aaron Rodgers and Packer fans. But they had a plan.
And I think Jalen was taken that year, wasn't he? I believe in the second round, if I remember correctly. I think Jalen Hurts is also a part of that draft, if I remember correctly. I may be a year off. Either way, Mike, you're right. They had a plan. That is the problem when you say, okay.
Yep, Jalen Hurts went 53rd
correct.
Overall.
He went in that draft as well. That's where we missed.
We took Marlon Davidson in the second round.
Don't remind
Our
me.
Second round is like, I mean, the second round of the Falcons the last 15 years has been, it's a lot of bad. Anyway,
it is.
But getting back, that would have been your draft. And then, you know, subsequently there were some years where it was hit or miss. You could always move up. You could always put all your chips in and go. If a guy said, well, how could we have? You could, if you earmarked a guy, you go up and get him. So in that case, it's a great question. Then subsequently, we decide that we are going to make a play for Deshaun Watson, and that's how we got stuck with Marcus Mariota. You basically have Deshaun Watson in the building, and Matt Ryan is still under contract. You disrespect Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
And something like, if you're not a Matt Ryan fan, I don't know what to tell you. You know, then you don't know what good quarterback play is.
Yes, we do.
Because we may be in one of those Dolphin-like, two-decade-long runs where you're going to be praying for a guy like Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
But we basically alienate Matt Ryan, cut him off at the knees. He's like, well, get me the hell out of here. So we trade him for a third-rounder. So even that doesn't work out. You had no money to go basically pee in the tall glass for the big dogs to go get Deshaun Watson. Jimmy Haslam put all the chips in. The rest is history. Now, granted, we didn't want him. I wanted him at the time, but thank God we dodged that bullet.
Sure.
Because that would be another aspect to the soap opera. But to your point, you missed a great opportunity in the 2020 class to go get the quarterback
of the future. Because you're not even in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes if you had that succession plan. If you would have been bold enough to draft while Matt Ryan was still here. And at the end, again, remember Kyle Pitts' first year, everybody talks about, hell, we now know Matt Ryan made Kyle Pitts his rookie season. We now know that. But I think, Mike, that's the thing that just it's in the back of my mind, and I'm like, how the hell did we get here? Like, what is really going on? And I feel like now I'm going back and looking at all these different moves that have led us here. And, again, it's not that I didn't think, again, when the Penix thing happened, guys, there was one guy on the radio in Atlanta that told you, that. What if they draft Michael Penix? You're listening to him. Mike Bell lost his mind that day and said, there's no way in hell they're going to draft a quarterback. I said, what if they did? And the next day, they did. So I don't know if you are against it or for it. Mm. I found it comical because so many people were thinking that they were going to go the direction which we thought they should, which at the time was what? Defense, edge. Let's get our defense better. And they go quarterback. I can't tell you that I hated it, because we didn't have a franchise quarterback, but I also didn't necessarily love it because Mike's right. We just paid a guy $100 million to be here. So I was in flux. But the idea is we didn't have to do any of that if you would have been bold enough 3 years earlier. And while we talk about the front office, Mike, this is my issue. This is what I'm talking about now. Where are we going? How do we get out of this? Because it's not about the Saints on Sunday. It's bigger than that.
We don't know what Mike – guys, this is not saying – just hear the words, because I'm getting this stuff on the text line. I'm not calling Michael Penix a bust. I don't know what he is, and you don't either. There's not enough. There's been good, bad, and ugly. All three, man, by any definition. In case you're wondering, the year we go with Pitts, that's the year Trevor Lawrence goes first. Obviously, he got his contract extension, but they're still trying to fix – Liam Cohen's trying to fix him down in Jacksonville. Zach Wilson is a bum. Trey Lance, goodbye, I don't know what he was. That's the year we took Pitts. That's the year we should have taken Penei Sewell. That's the safe pit.
That's correct, because that would have started the building process of your offensive line. You don't believe me, go look at the Detroit Lions. That's all you have to do. Right. That's what they did, and it started the process of them saying, you know what, we know what we're going to do at quarterback. We're going to trade for a guy like in golf. But we got to build the offensive line. Sewell is the main piece in that line. 404-726-0929. Just talking with you about it. Just saying,
what? One situation begets another bad situation.
It.
You're right.
And as you say, well, Dukes and Bell, because I got this the other day. How did we get here? It's a good question. It's a really good question.
You know what a lot of guys – now, again, this is Georgia Bulldogs talking, and I love his game, and he's an all-timer at Georgia. Everybody now and their uncle is hitting us up on the text. Like, we got to call the Rams. Go get Stetson Bennett. Okay. I mean,
is that what we're going
to
do?
Yeah, man. The same guys who wanted a Rego Blankenship, to kick. I like Stetson. I can't say definitively if given an opportunity. What's he going to do with this receiver core?
Nothing.
What's he going to do?
Nothing.
I know he can pick him up and put him down. Unlike Michael Penix Jr., he can move the chains with his legs. We know that.
Yeah.
But, look, you call Fontenot, because guess what? Trade deadline's already come and gone, so that ship has sailed. Guys, the trade deadline is gone. Okay, this would happen next season. That wouldn't be, and it may be a decision not made by our current management because they might not be in power. So just something to think about. But look, I understand the reasoning and the logic behind why you love Stetson Bennett, and in a small sample size when he's been able to do things in preseason, he's looked great for the Rams.
I'll give you an example, and this is why they are who they are, and this is why they'll probably get back to the Super Bowl. We'll see what happens. But in that class Mike's talking about, you may have forgotten that Carson Wentz was the starting quarterback with the Eagles. And they doubled down. They went and got a guy in the second round. Mike, they didn't wait to the third, fourth, fifth, sixth. They went and got Jalen Hurts. And remember how that was scrutinized. Howie Roseman went and drafted Jalen Hurts. And everybody said, well, you got a quarterback. You just paid Carson Wentz all that money. What's going on? Then think about what he did with the Bulldogs. He drafted a D tackle the year before and then went back the next year and said, I'm getting another one. You've got to have this vision of what your team is going to look like. And, oh, by the way, Mike, just in case, JIC, it don't work out, we're covered. We don't do that. We haven't done that.
No, and when we finally doubled down, and again, whether Arthur Blank said, I never want to be in this quarterback hell. I need redundancy at quarterback. There was some feelings on draft night now that's since been clarified. They were not explaining to Arthur why they drafted Michael Penix Jr. It just looked that way in the war room on ESPN. But it still was funky. But yeah, wherever this comes from, it's just it was the wrong execution of the wrong idea at the wrong time. Yes, you always should have viable backups, but the idea that you're going to commit $100 million guaranteed and then draft a quarterback with an injury history, because that's it. That we downplayed it because everybody was so excited to get a black quarterback back in Atlanta, and that's part of the conversation, guys, for some, not all. And I'm not going to poo-poo it because I love Penix. We watched Penix Jr. in those semifinal game. Like, my God, look at this guy dropping dimes. Yep. Everything looked beautiful. It's like a damn NFL where the ball's like perfectly spiraling into the guy's hands. And unfortunately, you know, what he really is right now until they can fix it and help him is more of what you saw in the national championship game against Michigan, where he gets blitzed and he can't handle it. And bad things happen.
404-726-0929. You guys can text us, as always, on the text line. It is Dukes and Bell. Follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. The radio show's Dukes and Bell 929, and of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Waterboy's on the way. We'll talk to Trey and B. Rich. I know they are distraught about where this season has gone, and we'll find out what they're thinking coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Also, analyst Dave Archer set to join us, brought to you by John Foy and Associates at around 3:20. What's up, O? What do you want to add, brother?
Can I give you a fun what if?
Yeah, man.
If you look at the 2018 NFL draft, we're going to go back with this 3 or 4 years before Ryan was down here in Atlanta. We took Calvin Ridley. Calvin had double-digit touchdowns the first couple years he was here.
Yeah.
Did not end the best way. But there was a quarterback that was picked a few picks after the Falcons took Calvin Ridley. His name was Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, that was the year.
Oh, no, that's
been that was the year where Lamar, we knew or we felt like Lamar was being shafted
right
by a lot of folks in the NFL who didn't think he was a quarterback.
There were some thinly veiled shots at his intelligence and his processing. Yep. And like, you know me, I love the guy.
Napoleon.
I saw him put up one of the greatest college performances I've ever seen in person when Louisville dropped 60 on my Noles. But that there's no way that Thomas Dimitroff was going to do that to get the smoke that would have been. The smoke in this city with Matt Ryan, who never got the respect in the first place, with Lamar Jackson over his shoulder, forget about it. They never do that in a million years.
And that was the issue, though, at the end. Now, remember, 18, we're 2 years removed from the Super Bowl. Matt's not washed yet, right?
Nope.
So
nope.
I'm with Mike. Like, you do that, you are signaling, can't even speak,
right,
that you're done. Like the guy that is in place is done. So they weren't ready to do that yet. But by 2020... we should have been.
Hey, 2018, Matt throws for just a 76-yard shy of 5,000, 35 touchdowns, 7 picks.
He wasn't washed.
That's prime of your career, and right, that's the year that everybody got hurt on the defense. The 17-18 teams were actually better than the Super Bowl teams, but the injuries just killed us in 18. And 17, we had Sarkisian who couldn't call the damn plays the right way.
Tony and Marietta wants to join us. Tony, thanks for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. Hey, man.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good, man. Good.
Hey, every college team, if you're Georgia, they always recruit 3 or 4 or 5-star quarterbacks. You always better have one come in. That's one thing. And there's so many things you guys hit on today that's got my head spinning. I don't know. I've been a season ticket holder since 2001. And, Mr. Dukes, I met you up at a grass selling, and I mean legal grass, sod.
Yes, sir.
Sod place.
Yeah.
Let me put that out there.
We were doing yard work. I remember. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and we actually called out one of my coworkers because she wouldn't allow us to listen to you guys all day. But anyway, there's a lot of things that are wrong. I think, number one, Arthur needs to stay in a box. We went through the debacle after, and I had to watch Colin Kaepernick spank our butts in the second half of a playoff game that we should have won. And then all of a sudden we had to get the next shiny thing, which was Julio. And I'm not saying anything bad about Julio. He did great for the team.
Right.
But what did we give up for him? We gave up a lot of draft picks. And then we did nothing until, and I'm going to say this, you know, the Red Sox got the curse of the Bambino. Yep. We got the curse of that coach out there in San Francisco, 28-3.
Yeah. Well, again, the head coach has got to get on the headset. I mean, I understand the autonomy thing and letting the guy call his game, but somebody had to have some big picture in those final 5 minutes of Super Bowl 51, and nobody did. Nobody had the presence of mind to just say, let's just run some clock. Let's just eat some clock. But the Julio toe-tap catch has Shanahan thinking we can still throw the ball effectively against 49ers. But in hindsight, we all know, take three knees, kick a field goal. And the entire legacy of this town, Dan Quinn might still be the head coach here, for all you know. But getting back to the Julio thing, Carl and I talked about this at length. It's one of my things. Julio is going to go to the Hall of Fame, and we'll go up to Canton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We'll celebrate it, but it's a philosophical question about a team. That was the greatest edge rush draft in 10 years. And there was guys, you go back and look at the names, Watts and Kerrigan, and you just, down the list, guys that have had impact, guys that are going to the Hall of Fame. And we decided that, no, we don't beat the Packers who we just lost to in the playoffs that year by stopping their quarterback. We beat them by outscoring their quarterback. And we got close, and Julio put up some amazing moments in this town.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.